Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive.
Powered by Klipsch Audio.
From WTTSFM.com.
Hey, what a kick, man. Violent Femmes in Sun King Studio 92. Welcome. We welcome you to Indianapolis. Good to see you guys.
Very nice to be here.
Hey.
This is awesome, isn't it? This is unbelievable. Treat. What a treat. Just a little bit of reminiscing and some current times, too. But take me back to the very beginning, because it seems like you guys just really came on the scene really quickly in the early 80s. And it was another 80s a band that was flourishing in the late 70s and 80s that kind of discovered you, right? You were busking?
Yes. Go ahead, Brian.
We weren't busking, but we didn't actually know the word busking yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We learned that word when we went to England, and they said, so you guys are buskers. And we're like, what's that? We called it playing on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not a romantic pursuit. It was a pursuit that we had to do because they didn't want us in any of the clubs in our hometown of Milwaukee. In fact, the story you're referring to, we went to a nightclub to audition with our instruments, similar to the way we are right now, acoustic instruments. And we offered to play to the talent booker. We'd like to play some songs for you, and then we'll play in your club. Nope. Do you have a cassette tape? Well, yeah, we do, but we'd rather just play for you than you know exactly what we're about. Get out of here. Is this just three of you? Yeah. We only book quartets or more. So we left rather dejectedly, and then we walked a few blocks away, and we looked on the billboard of a movie theater, and it was also a concert theater, and it said The Pretenders. So we thought, all right, let's play for these people who are waiting in line for their tickets. We played, the Pretenders came out, heard us, invited us to open the show for them.
Wow.
And we went out on stage to thunderous boos. Yeah. Their tour manager said, and now we'd like to introduce Milwaukee's own Violent Femmes. Boo! There's a lot more to this story than that,
but
I sense that you're bored.
You're
looking at your watch right now.
No,
we're on the radio. The radio people can't see what you're doing. He's looking at his watch.
I was not looking at my watch. I was looking at my notes and things. But so did you go on and do some more shows with the Pretenders then?
No. Well, actually, later on we did, and I said, hi, Chrissy Bryan from Violent Femmes. She just looked and said, oh, you're still around.
We also—I don't know if it was related or not to what he was just saying, but there was a stretch of time where we were trying to get a fourth member, and we couldn't get anybody to join our group. Really, we couldn't. We tried. We invited a few different people to join us, and they got out of it.
Well, you guys have been together and doing things during the course of the past three decades, and you've gotten back together again and actually put out some new music, which was that just for Record Store Day, or that's still available, isn't it, the EP that you put out here?
Yes, the EP was Brian Viglione, our new drummer's idea, so maybe we'll let Vig talk about that.
All right. So the EP, was this really done on New Year's Eve in Tasmania?
Yes, the rumors are true.
Okay.
We had a week of shows down there and organized a day in the studio, and we managed to get five songs recorded in 1 8-hour period.
Wow. So what's New Year's Eve like in Tasmania?
Well,
I just can't imagine.
For us, it was exciting to be recording.
Uh-huh.
I remember being out one particular evening, and we were encouraged to get off the streets because things were going to get rowdy. That was in one section.
A lot of
however.
Binge drinking in Australia. Luckily, we don't have that here in the States.
Yeah. Gordon, you doing all right down there? Things going well for you?
Yeah, on this side of the stage
over
here. Things are fine. They're kind of mellow.
Yeah.
I like it like that. Yeah. Actually, the song that we just played is on the EP. It's one of the newer tunes that we've recorded and done. So
that's
nice
cool.
Tie-in with
really
that.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Hey, it's just so fun to have you here. Will you please welcome back to Sun King Studio 92, Violent Femmes.
Yay!